to begin.
Hey, what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. Thank you guys for tuning back in. I want to keep this intro a little short today. Just want to get a few things out of my head, you know, right before we jump into the actual conversation. You know, you guys stay safe out there. I know we're in some crazy times right now, and it came at us pretty fast. So, you know, some of us are still kind of in shock. Other people are still not taking it as seriously. And other people are maybe took it too seriously. But for the most part, you know, just take care of yourselves, take care for the people around you. And overall, just think outside of yourself, you know, because ultimately we are all being affected by this. And I hope you guys make the right decision. For the most part, I hope you guys enjoy the conversation in terms of, you know, what's kind of going on, just catching up. It's going to be fun. I hope you guys enjoy it. And honestly, right now that we have to be quarantined, per se, it's a perfect time to kind of catch up on hobbies that you've put to the side or any projects that you've been holding for some time to, you know, for some extra time to have. Guess what? You finally have that time. So take advantage of it, make the best of it, and try to keep yourself busy. And for the most part, if you're bored and feel like you need to hang around somebody, just open up a podcast, specifically Social Primate, and check it out. Before you know it, you have made a virtual friend, and that is me, because I'm here for you. Besides that, today's music is brought to you by Sanity Minone with his song, which you guys are going to like, Nobody's. Check it out. There's a preview coming up. Stick around at the end of the episode for the full song. And if you like him, follow him on Bandcamp, purchase some music, check out videos on YouTube, stream it on Spotify, whichever you prefer, whichever you are paying for, do it. And I'll check you guys out in a few days when I release a new episode, maybe like a second part to today's, and we'll take it from there. Stay safe, everybody. I hope you guys enjoy. Rising above the ashes, life's a trek, I'm barely lasting. Wake up, I'm getting bluesy, moody off the hatred. Wasting, chasing success, eats me alive, it's upsetting. Same spot and nothing changing off this lousy paycheck. I'm going nowhere, right? Guess I gotta get some money and some power just to survive. I'm not here to lie, steal, cheat, more or less I'll reach your soul. But I had to check myself about the path I chose. I took my mask off just a week ago. Homies caught me slipping, faking, asking what you make this music for. If I ain't living up to the words that I wrote on this page, then how the hell can anybody look up into my face? Believe in the seeds that I planted, but I'm only one man. I got enough water to last me until I'm sinked in. Pressure builds, killing me softly like Lauryn Hill. More than ill, this is true rap, guess that's how time heals. I've been hard to keep in touch, been moving with myself. Life's a trip, life's a dream, but at times I ask for help. Am I ready for what's ahead of me? I cannot say.
Yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Primate Podcast. What is up? These we're in weird times right now. We're in some really weird fucking times. But we're still doing the podcast. I'm trying to keep myself a little distant here from this mic. No offense, Dre here. Trying to get sick from Drezo. who was here before me? Fix.
Fix.
All right, Fix. If I get sick, it's your fault, man.
It is his fault. Tell him.
But what's up, everybody? Thank you guys for tuning back in. Today there's no guests. It's just going to be a free-for-all episode. It's been a while, so I feel like there's a lot of things to catch up on. And, you know, for those wondering, you know, it's almost been a month since no episode has been up. So just for those who are asking, you know, sometimes you got to step back and kind of clear your head and, you know, take time, you know, take a moment to kind of consume what's going around you and, you know, figure out things before you start talking about them. But yeah, for the most part, as always, we've got the audio engineer, the master of the place here. We got Dre. What's up, man?
Hey, man. How's it going, dude?
Thanks, dude. Thank you for being here, as always, helping out. Before we get started, just want to do a little quick thing. I want to shame a few people here right now. I'm gonna be straight up. Hello to those people tuning in on IG Live right now too. But I just want to say something. Look, there's been a few posts in the last couple of days that I've seen some people that I know, some friends, that have just been kind of spreading this information about this whole coronavirus, kind of trying to minimize the effect that it's having on the communities around us and, you know, overall in the nation, in the world, you know?
Really?
Yeah, so, you know, they were just comparing, trying to throw facts out in terms of trying to compare that to the swine flu from, like, 2007, 2008.
H1N1,
you know, just kind of comparing how people reacted in terms of, you know, their panic levels, the cases that were confirmed versus the deaths, so on and so forth. And I just wanted to bring up to the attention, you know, like, I understand those kind of things happen, you know, but the fact that we're trying to minimize what's going on and trying to make it seem like it's not as, you know, it's like an obligation as a society for us to kind of take into consideration for everybody around us. It's really irresponsible. You know, and like I just mentioned to you just a few minutes ago, like, even if for some reason people think that this was some sort of conspiracy or it's part of like some government control that wants to do martial law to the fucking, you know, to the nation.
Okay.
The fact still stands, you know, this has gotten out of their own control and it's spreading to everybody around us, you know. Yeah. Everybody at this point is a victim.
It's getting real bad because people don't realize even though you're young and you're going to survive, it causes lasting damage to
your respiratory system. Yeah, respiratory,
Your lungs, yeah. Okay. And that's what's crazy because people are just like, the young people are like, oh, because I heard that spring break is still going on in Florida.
Yeah, dude, come on.
I thought the beaches were closed because the governor was embarrassed that he found out that these kids were still partying. But apparently it's still the people who are coming into Florida, not the natives. And there's spring breaking there, and it's still going on.
So I think the main thing, at least with, at least from what I see around in our community, or, you know, our country, is that we have this idea of individuality. So we have our own sense that we are our own person. We could do whatever the fuck we want. There's, in a sense, no restrictions to what we could do, right?
I mean, people died for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, because we're in America. That's what it's about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but at the same time, it comes with a cost in moments like this, because instead of saying, okay, maybe I should take care of myself because my neighbor, my parents, my friends, my whatever, whoever's around me is going to get affected by this. And even if it's not in a severe of cases.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's just, you're basically just a host to a virus that's going to spread whether it affects you or not. It's going to affect somebody in your immediate surroundings.
And I was telling people that be careful. Yeah. Let's just do it on ourselves. Like, it's kind of like when you tell companies, like, yo, it's better regulate yourself, because when the government steps in, when martial law is declared and state of emergencies happen, there's laws that, there's things that go into place and now rights that you lose in state of emergencies that they could just take away from you. Just like, for example, because California calls a state of emergencies, they could commandeer hotels and use them as quarantine areas.
Quarantine zones, yeah.
And I don't think they have to pay the owners, I heard. I was like, what the fuck?
I mean, that's where it gets weird. There's a lot of things going on that, for a lot of us, I mean, I would think for maybe 80% of us, you know, we haven't seen something like this kind of happen to the system in fucking forever. You know, at least in my lifetime, for sure. That's 30 years.
2 years, because last one was Ebola or no?
Yeah. Zika. But to the point where states are coming in and, like, I've never seen San Francisco get on a full shutdown, you know, like,
oh,
full,
I see, fucking, what you're saying. Like, yeah, this is the first
lockdown
since the Spanish flu in 1918. This is the first time.
Like,
this,
dude. So people are, they don't know how to react yet. Yeah. You know, some people are going crazy. Sure, you know, it's understandable. Although I don't understand why they need so much toilet paper. Who fucking knows? But, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, that just doesn't make sense. You know, I didn't believe it till, when was it? Like, 3-4 days ago, I went to Walmart.
Yeah.
And I walked in and I was like, oh, I'm just going to look around just for the sake of it. Not because I needed anything. But, dude, I see the whole fucking toilet, all the paper aisle gone. I was like, what the hell? Like, this is real. And then some lady comes in, like, full mask, gloves, everything. Like, whatever Kleenex left was over. She brought a bunch of boxes and put them on the cart. And it's like, dude, you don't need that many Kleenex boxes.
This is the
boxes.
Reason why we're in this trouble. I mean, like, I was telling my wife before this happened, like, I want to say maybe last week or maybe the end of the week before that. But the point was this. When I was barely hearing about this and I was hearing that there were shortages of toilet paper, I was like, oh, snap. So they might. I'm scared because they might put us on lockdown, number one, and we don't have any food because we don't buy groceries that often. We buy them when we need them. And number two, in a couple of weeks when we do need groceries, we're not going to be able to get anything because people are buying it all up.
Yeah, they're just hoarding it.
So I went ahead and bought a few things. I bought more than usual. I bought double of the usual things I bought just in case. And the very next day is when we started hearing about all the shortages and the long lines. And I was like, no way. And I went to Walmart that day that I heard about that. And sure enough, it was there was long lines. You couldn't get it. I was like, I was just here yesterday. I was amazed. Shocked.
Yeah, dude, the people have been just getting them off the shelves. Like,
if they gave you a 24-hour curfew, are you staying in?
I mean, I guess it depends on the extremity of it. Because, for example, I had people asking me yesterday, like, hey, did you hear about San Francisco and stuff? You know, it went on lockdown, some like 24-hour lockdown or something.
24-hour curfew.
Curfew, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I don't really know what that means. So I went ahead, you know, I did some research.
Okay.
apparently what it means is that you can still go outside.
Exactly. And that was weird when I heard that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you can go outside. You can walk your dog. You can go to the park. Go to the groceries. I mean, groceries when you absolutely need to because there's where more people are gathering there. But for the most part, you can be outside your yard, hang out, you know, as long as it stays underneath, I think recommended 10 people. And you can just be outside chilling, you know, hanging out with your dog.
So they're going in with the federal standard then. That's going to be the official number 10.
Yeah, that's what the White House said, I think.
No, I know the White House. Everybody keeps saying the White House. This guy just, for me, he just pulled that number out of his ass because he was just like,
I mean, dude, you
we recommend 10 people or less. And I was like, dude, he didn't say that's the law.
I think it's funny if you see like the progression of like just last week, you see how he was like so like nonchalant about it. Like, not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
You know, he was just like, yeah, we got it under control. It's going to be great. Don't worry. We got the best people, whatever. And then just yesterday. Yeah, tremendous. And then just yesterday, you see him admitting to the fact that this is getting fucking serious.
Because he didn't want to, he didn't want to scare the markets. And when the markets got scared, he got scared.
Yeah. I mean, of course, dude, I've been looking at those stocks this whole last week. I wake up every morning and I load the fucking Robinhood app because that's what I'm using to kind of learn the ins and outs of this, stock system.
Okay.
But I'm seeing the fucking numbers drop and I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, that's a good point. Let me check my stock. I have some Bitcoin stock. Let me see where it's at right now.
Yeah.
But
and
go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the stuff and you see it drop one morning. The next morning it stays the same. Then he tries to, I think they cut like some interest rate or they invested some money into the fucking, the trading. Market. Yeah. To the stock market. And it goes up. It's up for like I think maybe more than half the day.
The day, yeah.
And then the next morning, it goes lower than it was the day before. It's like, dude, like something's really going on. I did take advantage and bought like some really small stocks in the hopes that, you know, at some point.
Wow.
Return of investment. But hey, they take advantage of you. You got to take advantage of the system too. Man.
So this is the official. When I bought the stock originally, it was $40. But it was... Technically, it was free money because they were giving away credits. It was a scam, and I got $40. So I just decided to spend it on some stock because why not?
Yeah.
Now it's down to I have $735, so I've lost 83% of my stock.
Fuck.
And it was at a while. It was at like at 27.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I want to cash out, but I want to get it back up to like 20, like 30 or something.
Yeah, before at least you make some of it.
And then see it, and it crashed out.
Ah.
Yep. Well, I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to keep going. Yeah. I'll let you know what happens.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just for sure, it's just been irresponsible.
But see, if that was real money, I'd be pissed off.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right now, it's just like, you know, yeah, exactly. You don't have, once you have like some huge investments, you're like, oh,
no, fuck. I'm saying if that was $40 like cash, like I put in my money,
right, like
I
would be pissed off.
But because it was just credit that they like were giving away at the time to try out the thing, and then I did double. You weren't supposed to get double.
Yeah.
So I bought $40. I was like, yeah, why not? Fuck it. Cause, it was a scam where you could keep doing it, and I was cashing out for gift cards.
Dude,
yeah,
those surveys. Take the survey.
It was crazy. I don't remember exactly what the scam was, but I got a few gift cards off of it, some Target gift cards, and then the last $40, I was like, I'm gonna let it ride.
Well, man, we could have those gift cards right now to get some fucking shit at the stores.
I mean, can you go in? I mean, the nicest store let me in.
Yeah, I just saw today at GameStop there was somebody streaming from outside of GameStop. And they were just letting one person in at a time.
At a GameStop? I mean, they're always dead anyways. Those things are dying.
That's true. I mean, it looked like a midnight release line, but with just one fucking person on a regular business day.
I'm going to walk into our Bell GameStop and be like, yo, is this quarantine? No, this is just every day.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy, man. I just, for sure, I had to tell that guy out, like, hey, man, look.
One time I walked into that Bell GameStop and I was in there for a while by myself and I was even confused and uncomfortable. And then the guy came out from the back. He goes, oh, damn, I didn't hear you. Oh, shit. How long were you here?
You can just walk. Oh, I mean, they're all empty boxes, but.
I mean, I don't know, but it was just funny. That dude was trippy.
Yeah.
But we were saying, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. No, I mean, I just rephrasing on the whole thing. Like, people just got to be more responsible.
Yeah.
They got to really just to consider that, you know, their actions are going to be affecting other people around them, you know, especially like this. And I had this great example because somebody's like, that doesn't make any sense, man. Maybe this doesn't make sense, but I was saying like, okay, look, you're hanging out with your homies, your friends, you know, whatever, your group of fucking, your squad.
Yeah.
And there's a dog there, right? And the dog is going around being pet by everybody, you know, he's all fun and dandy. But, you know, by the time that the dog's gone and you're home, you're going to look down and you're going to see dog hair on you. You know, the dog hair just kind of just went home with you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with a fucking virus.
Yeah.
It's going to come home with somebody. And that from there, whether it affects you or not, because some people don't show symptoms, you're going to spread it out to somebody else.
Yeah.
But, you know, just fucking.
Are you scared of coughing in public?
Yeah. Today I was coughing. I had a little cough because I guess because of the cold. It's not because
I know. I had the same issue.
It's dry air.
And everybody knows.
Yeah. And I'm just like, and this lady was like, you see people being a little hesitant to get close. They're trying to stay that minimum, like,
yeah.
What is well, it, 6 feet or something?
6 feet, that's ridiculous, man. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm going to do with my show, but until they gave us curfew, because it's a misdemeanor. They're going to come in and they're going to give you a chance to break it up and take off or, you know, do your thing. But it's a misdemeanor. But if you keep doing it, then, yeah, it could be an issue. Back in the days, in the 1918, during the Spanish flu, they had laws and against congregating in public or even shaking hands.
Yeah.
And one state, I think it was Arizona, had a law where if somebody got the Spanish flu from you and died, you were charged with murder. Yeah,
they were saying that now, that you're going to be charged with homicide.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's an extreme. I don't know if that was in extreme cases, because supposedly the San Francisco one says that they're going to tell you, like, kind of like give you a slap on the wrist and maybe fine you. But if it happens again, then they can treat it with jail time.
If you know you have coronavirus and you tested positive and then they catch you out in public when you're not supposed to be, then I think and somebody gets sick and dies,
yeah,
I think you could at least get sued or some shit.
Yeah, you're,
you know what I'm saying?
You're
that's the same thing happened with AIDS. Like if you have AIDS knowingly and then give it to somebody else and they die, I think it's murder.
Dude.
Quote me on that. I hope my lawyer's paying attention.
Talking about fucking things getting closed down. Well, it started with the NBA, MLS, all these big fucking,
franchises. It started with South by Southwest, no?
I think so.
And then Coachella, and then the sports, and then April Foolishness.
It's funny because today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And obviously most of these, I mean, by ordinance, the bars in LA are down. They're shut down unless they're serving food to go.
Yeah,
can I ash it here?
Yeah. You got shit in there. It's funny because I remember New York back in the days. They were saying like, no, we are absolutely not going to ruin this tradition. We've had it for 100 and whatever years, and we're going to continue having the St. Paddy's parade. And then all of a sudden, no, it's canceled.
Exactly. Nobody's making it because everybody's distracted with.
What about wrestling, bro?
Wait, it's got canceled?
No, WWE? They're doing it in empty arenas, empty fucking. Like
stadium, like
stadium, not stadiums, but like stage areas, like because they don't need a stadium, but they have
a facility.
There we go.
Damn, that's weird.
So they have no fans; they just have the announcers, the wrestlers, and the drama. And I heard that WrestleMania is gonna go that way.
What the fuck, dude? These are some weird ass times.
And weird UFC times. Too. They're gonna do that. They're gonna have it in a facility.
Yeah. Fuck. That's why it's gonna be hard. It's because the thing is, it's really hard to adjust. Even myself, I'm like, I'm going to the store, And now I can't even, go and sit down to a restaurant. I went Sunday. I went to Olive Garden. Just for the heck of it, because it's been a while since I had the breadsticks. And I was like, let's just go. I went and I sat down and I was there with my girl. And I was like, hey, we just get to get what we want, And she was like, it's because she's vegan. But disclaimer, she ate cheese. But nobody knows who she is right now, so at least I don't think they do. I already burned her. She had cheese.
They're gonna get mad at her because of coronavirus.
I said, live a little.
The society's gonna get mad at her, come down there and be like, yo, you're not vegan anymore. Traitor. Shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's coronavirus, people. It's the end of days.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. But I was like, let's just, hang out and have a dinner. And we sat down.
It wasn't your chick, it was your side chick. Is that even worse?
Oh, fuck.
Never mind.
I'm going to bleep that out.
Okay.
There's no side check.
I know. I'm just kidding.
No, I know. I'm kidding, too.
Okay.
There is.
I just want to
No, I'm shit. Kidding. There isn't. I'm just trying to throw people off right here.
Okay. I've lost myself. I don't want you to
I don't even know what's real either. But anyways, Walt Disney has some weird shit going on. They closed down, but I think they were working on the Marvel campus.
That's right.
So one of their things, I think a preview that they recently did is that they're going to have this fucking Spider-Man web slinging around the park, or at least that general area.
Oh, that was one of the animatronic Spider-Man.
Yeah, dude. I saw the video and I was like, this doesn't look too human. And I was kind of curious, so I Googled it. Yeah. And then I found out after I read more into it that it was a fucking robot.
Yeah.
And this tripped me out because I mean, I'm going to pull it up right here.
But did you hear about the ride?
The ride.
Spider-Man, okay, so ride? Marvel Academy is going to have that Spider-Man animatronic Spider-Man flying through the sky. But there's this ride where you put on the VR glasses, and you're going to be like in a group of four sitting down, like in a some sort of unit, and then it's going to read your wrist, so you're going to be able to be shoot web slinging like with your homies flying around.
Wait, like. So in the VR
you're swinging.
Oh shit, that's
and
cool.
Maybe like depending on where you guys like I don't know maybe where you where you, then the machine will move where you guys are going.
Dude, that'd be pretty. That
I'm saying
pretty sick.
I don't understand, but I got you know they're gonna do it right.
Dude, I still haven't had the chance to try any of the VR ones, like the legit ones, like the
dude. What do you mean? I got the Oculus.
Yeah, God damn it! I have to set up a fucking play date with you, man.
Bro, I've been fucking up Hyper Dash. That one's.
Oh, it's like man. A racing?
No, so it's a shooting game.
I think the batteries might be a little long this one. Is that one work too?
Yeah, you grab that one.
Let me see. Momentary break, people.
Oh, you turned on the volume.
Oh, I turned on?
Oh. You turned on the volume?
Oh, that's because I muted it, huh? So, I mean, if people are watching this right now, Disney invested, like, I don't know how much money into this fucking... It's basically just like a robot. One of those robots you see from MIT, mm-hmm. coming out. What's the other company? It's another company that makes
Boston Dynamics.
Let me go back here.
But you know they've always spent a grip of money on animatronics. That was what Disney's Disney and Chuck E. Cheese. They were the ones that spent a grip. No, I'm serious. It sounds dumb, but they spend a grip of money on animatronics.
Yeah. Let me see. This one works. Oh, there we go. Ooh, smooth. Yeah. So people, you're watching a robot right now, basically swing through the air. Doing flips like it was a performer from Circus du Soleil, and it looks so elegant, but it's also very fucking creepy, dude. It looks creepy.
So this is supposed to be flying through the air, like from building to building, while you're walking around.
So it looks like Spider-Man's really in the fucking neighborhood.
But what happens when it fails mid fucking flight and glitches and lands on somebody?
Well, it's supposed to have these sensors. That it doesn't allow it to like face plant. So it supposedly has like these reflexes so it can land on its legs like a cat. So I don't know how it works.
I don't think one of those things that at Disneyland fell out of the sky and fucked somebody up.
Oh yeah.
Remember?
No, wait, no.
The gondola when it got fucked up and somebody fell, I don't know if they fell out of it or the unit fell down, but it got messed up.
Oh damn. Oh yeah, I mean if it falls on somebody then you're gonna probably get crushed.
I hope I get hit in the face with Spider-Man.
Man, so yeah, that's what's happening with Disney. And I mean, a lot of studios besides, you know, because of this whole Corona stuff, they're releasing some movies ahead of time, like on video on demand.
And
I called it
with you, but with my friends, I told them like, dude, they're canceling all these movies and the premiere days, but what they need to do is just do what they've done before and release on demand. Yeah, they're going to lose money, a little bit of money to bootleggers. But honestly, I think if you put the price right, people are just going to buy it and watch it on there, you know?
Damn, for sure. It's eerie. If you walk out, you know, you go into like any, like the mall's closed, you know. I mean, not fully closed, but it's just empty, dude. And the freeways are empty. You actually feel like a real California road nowadays, you know.
I'm happy. I don't like people.
It's cool, man. It's cool. You know, the traffic part is cool. But at the same time, it just shows you at least how many people are really considering what's going on, you know, and they're really putting their effort to trying to kind of like minimize or make that social distancing like an important thing. Yeah, man. And talking about that, today we had primaries in Florida. Florida, what other state did we have? Florida.
Illinois. I don't know what else. I just know that those went to Biden.
Yeah, they went to Biden. So right now Biden stands at 1,100. What's that number?
1147.
Dude, I need glasses. And
it's okay.
861?
It's over there.
Oh, 861 for Bernie. I mean,
I don't understand what's wrong with these people.
Just by the numbers, it doesn't. I mean, no, it doesn't look like.
And oh, you man, know what?
It
a
looks
lot
like
of people
Biden might have it.
You know what? No, he needs
to like,
hear
like 800.
He needs a 1,000, 30 more, let's say, maybe 29. But the thing is this. Because you need 2176
no,
delegates.
It says 1991 delegates needed to win.
Oh, you're right. Oh, I was reading the wrong one. There's a total of 2176. Yeah. They only need 1991. So you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But what I'm saying is this is people are telling me that they need to vote for Biden because, number one, he could be Trump, and number two, he'll actually get shit done. Yeah. And I'm like, well, Bernie would get shit done. They're like, nah, nobody's going to want to work with him. The Republicans won't work with him, and the Democrats won't work with him. And I'm like, what do you mean the Democrats? He fights with everybody. Yeah. I'm like, didn't Trump fight with everybody, and didn't the Republicans fall
in
line?
Yeah, they fell in line afterwards.
They talked all that shit before he was elected. Once he was elected, they fell in line. Even in the beginning, they tried fighting him.
Exactly.
And they still fell in line.
They're just so far up his ass now.
Now they're so far up his ass. So what makes you think that the same thing would happen to Bernie? But people don't believe Bernie can get shit done. So that's why Joe Biden is happening. That fool is a loser. Just a primary before. And then he went to South Carolina and fucking called all of his favors. And
DNC, man.
And everybody.
He was on fucking like third, fourth place, dude. And it was just odd to me that, like, we mentioned this earlier too. It was just odd to me that everybody dropped out. And like I said, it's, you understand that people need to fall in line, or not fall in line, but fall behind somebody, like a specific candidate that they're going to support, give them the support in order to beat Trump.
Yeah.
But everybody was talking shit about Biden. Yes. The whole times they were having the debate, they were just pinpointing everything that he had done wrong and where he had any fallbacks.
Yeah.
And now this chart speaks for itself.
You know? It's ridiculous, man. Yeah, but, you know, like I tell everybody, we'll find it. I'm still not going to vote for him. I don't like these people.
Yeah,
I don't have to vote for him. Oh, but Trump's going to win. Oh, that's fine. Because honestly, you're not making me feel bad. California is going to go to Biden anyways. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
California could go to Biden. If it was a popularity contest, then Gore would have won. Mm. Then Hillary would have won. You know what I mean? But it's not a popularity contest. It's the delegates. No. Sorry to talk so much, but this made me mad.
No, dude, it's the truth, though. It's a shame to see it happen again. You know, people are just afraid. And I guess Bernie doesn't give him the best sense of, you know, security.
Yeah.
But you got to see what's going on right now. The American healthcare system is not set up for something that what's going on right now with this whole corona virus stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what they're trying to do about minimize a curve.
Flatten the curve.
Flatten the curve.
What's up, Tusk? We got Tusk on the chat.
Oh, on the chat?
Yeah.
Oh, on the phone.
No, on the
chat.
Yeah.
Okay,
on the stream.
Oh, what's up, man?
But it's flattening the curve.
Yeah, and I think what people don't understand is that just because they're flattening their curve, just because they're putting all these restrictions on people, it doesn't mean that the disease or the virus is not going to spread throughout. It's going to spread slower, and that in return is better for hospitals because they're able to maintain care in a longer, you know, stretching the period out instead of having 100 people come in the next hour.
Yeah,
you know, that's what flattening the curve means. So people are like, oh, I'm not. If I stay safe, I may not get the virus. And it's true. But there's also a chance that you probably already have it, that you have no symptoms to it. But again, by staying home, you're reducing the amount of people you're exposing it to. So,
but honestly, as long as my job says I need to go in and it's not a crime to go into work and I don't feel sick, I'm going to go. But I, like, at any point, if I even feel like a little sick, like under the weather, I'm just going to stay home just in case and see how I feel the next day.
Yeah.
For right now, I'm still going to work as long as they tell me to because we're lucky. Hey, did you hear about the stimulus checks they're going to give to people, maybe?
Suppose, yeah, $1,000 per American or
something?
Well,
that's what the guy said that's been tossed around, but that guy wouldn't fucking say anything major. But he did say that if it does go through, that we might be seeing checks as in little as 2 weeks. That food, well, that rat Steven Mnuchin Munchin says butt munchin.
Butt munchin. Yeah, dude, I mean,
such a creepy dude.
Just LA County, I think today, I'm not entirely sure on the details of it, but they went ahead and passed some sort of like bill or something that allows them to put like a, I think it's like called a mementorium or something like that, mementorium on like evictions. So for like residential,
moratorium. Now I can't say it right. Yeah. Anyways, evictions and on utility.
Yeah, utilities. Yeah. So for like residential and commercial places. So supposedly, I think you have like 3 to 6 months after May 31st.
Moratorium. No, I can't say it now.
Yeah, let's find out. But you have like 3-6 months after that date, that due date that they gave you, to finish paying like any back rent.
Yeah.
So technically, if you're in LA County, you shouldn't. I mean, does that mean you don't have to pay your rent and you can technically hold off on it? I don't know what the intricacies of that is.
I think it just means that if you can't pay your rent, then you can't be evicted.
Right.
I mean, you still have to pay it. Like, you still owe that money. You don't get free rent. But
moratorium.
There you go.
Moratorium.
Moratorium. See, I was saying more.
Yeah, it says LA County officials announced a moratorium on all residential and commercial evictions starting retroactively March 4th and lasting until May 31st. Tenants will have 6 months after the end of the emergency proclamation to pay for lost rent, Supervisor Hilda Solis said.
See, you don't get that money free.
Yeah,
now,
yeah.
So, for example, the mortgages, which some other states and countries have froze for 2 months. Now, I would be able to shift my mortgage payments 2 months over. Like, if we needed that money and we couldn't, we would rather not pay our mortgage. So, and we would incur late fees or interest, which is, it could be quite a bit on some of this stuff. And plus, it hits your credit score bad.
Yeah.
By paying those things for late. So, I'm waiting for them to give us the okay on that. Because if we could shift our shit over 2 months, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah. And that's when I start realizing how, like, the situation, like, I really kind of really start understanding the effect this is having. Because you're seeing all these, like, I mean, sure, some of them are, like, kind of, like, fucking sloppy in the way they're delivering it, but they're still trying to find a way to have, like, some sort of action, you know? And, dude, this in itself is big, you know? Because, like, for example, my dad, he's not working. He didn't work yesterday, today, and more likely yesterday and the rest of the week, you know? So that's already going to be hard for him, you know, so he can pay whatever that he's paying.
And like, unemployment doesn't kick in for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, I know that's something that they're trying to offer,
too. You don't get that money back.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And it's just these kind of things that help you see that, okay, there's these systems that are trying to help the people because this is something that's very serious at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people are going to say you're brainwashed because you're feeding into the whole stuff. But it's like, dude, come on. You know, just it doesn't take a lot of effort to just kind of be responsible just for yourself, you know. Just don't be like that fucking NBA guy who was touching shit.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
I thought it was funny that he did it, and then it's just ironic, you know. It's a coincidence
that fool gets caught.
Yeah, and then now he's like, oh fuck, you know, he feels like a moron, dude.
And his teammates are pissed at him because one of them got tested positive too. Yeah,
exactly.
Hey, JR said, pay your rent, steal food.
Fuck, dude, I think it's just gonna get weird, at least in the next week or two.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't. I hope it's just kinda like goes away and we're back to normal.
Dude, you don't know how bad I want at the end of the next week to be like, hey, everything's back to normal, we flattened the curve, we're able to, you know, we're allowing bars and restaurants. As soon as they open up bars and restaurants, I'm good. Cause at first I was happy, excited because all these comedy stores were closing.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, we're going to stay close to the end of the month. You know, we'll let you know what happens. Da-da-da-da. You know, da-da-da, whatever. And I was like, cool. Because now all these comedians will come over my show. But then now they're saying the law restrictions, 10 people or less. I'm like,
yeah, I mean, just last week it started with 250. Like, no, like, groups larger than 250. And then went down to like 100. And then they went drastically down to
50.
Yeah, 50.
And I was like, I'm still good.
Yeah.
And now this asshole out of nowhere just says 10 people. Yeah. 10 people or less. That's about how many people I walk around with. So that's okay. 10 people or less is good. And then now my show's fucked.
Yeah.
On life support.
Yeah. Somebody else invited me to go to a bar today. I was like, let's go to a bar. It's like, nah. I mean, before they did the whole shutdown thing, you know, it's like, come on. It's like, it's serious. Come on. You just don't fucking go outside if you don't really have to like that, you know?
I thought about doing like 10 people in the garage, 10 people in the patio, 10 people in the house.
Just spreading them around?
Spreading them all over the place.
Rotating?
You're rotating everybody. Yeah. Like, all right, your turn to go watch the comedians. Yeah. Go ahead.
Just fucking, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, it's a terrible idea. It's a terrible idea. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and in other news, apparently there was a report that the U.S. offered a large sum of money to the German company.
$1 billion or over $1 billion?
Let's find out. But yeah, it's a company that was working on a vaccine. It's working on a possible vaccine for coronavirus.
Is it called CureVac? Yeah, CureVac.
CureVac, and let's see. And it says President Trump was trying to assure that any inoculation will be available first and perhaps exclusively in the United States.
Yeah.
So, you know, somebody hit him up and is like, hey, look, I know you're working on this. Let us have it. We'll make it exclusive. We'll pay you this much money. And technically, we have leverage over anybody else who wants this cure. Not saying that that was their intention. Like, they were going to hold it as fucking hostage. But they were probably going to have to, you know, they're gonna benefit somehow.
Yeah,
one way or another, they're going to have something.
Or be the savior of everybody or whatever. Exactly. This guy is a horrible man. I don't know how he is as a president.
Yeah, so it's like, it makes you question what the intentions of all this is for the people who are in charge, you know? And again, it's just about taking that responsibility. And it's like going back to the whole Biden and Bernie thing. It kind of helps you see like what Bernie wants. He wants health care for everybody in a sense, yeah. You know? I know that for a lot of people, they hear that and they're like immediately turned off by that for some reason. It's because I guess they're going to get taxed more. But it's like, dude, come on. It's like, you got to think that there's more people out there who are in worse situations. And even for myself, I make pretty decent money, dude, but I still can't get healthcare. Now that's something I'm not paying like almost $300 for.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't get Medi-Cal. It's like, dude, I'm in the in-between.
Yeah.
Like, I have to be paying out of pocket either way, whether I go or not. And I don't even get sick that often. So it's like, you're paying this much money, like, as an assurance that you're have
but
coverage.
But trust me, when you do get sick, then you're going to be happy you have it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. But, I mean, luckily, fucking knock on wood, I haven't had that happen. But I know at some point soon, I might have to go. You know, I'm also getting older.
I'm saying.
Oh, fuck. But this was happening in the world today, people.
And I think he offered them like $1 billion for it.
I didn't even check the fucking price.
No, that's okay. I think it's a billy. And I'm just amazed that the lowest man will go. Like, he's like a legit fat Lex Luger. Like, this guy is a villain.
Yeah, there was a, let me see if I can pull it up. Trump conference. What's today? The 17th? So this was yesterday.
Yeah. He finally tested negative for the coronavirus after being an idiot this whole time and touching people who had it.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. It's like, dude, come on, man. Like, I'm surprised. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if the people who are saying that he tested out negative are bullshitting, too. It's like, dude.
Yeah, for real. Like, that one dude that said he was in perfect health.
He's in perfect health. Like, he's he's never seen any better health than anybody. He's like, oh, sure. Sure, man.
How much do you think that cost? Like $1 million? He just wrote a check for $1 million. Like, say I'm in perfect health. I'm the perfect man.
A little bit of that. A little bit of some, like, bullying, I'm sure. This guy looks like he bullies people.
Right? Oh, I mean, that's a given. That's an absolute given. And
I think it was this one. Let me see.
Just in line with what other countries are. They actually have negative rates. But look, we got it down to potentially zero. So that's a big step. And I'm very happy they did it. And you will not hear anything bad about me unless it's about a month or two from now.
Dude, this is just like 2 days ago.
My God.
Reserve, I think it's terrific. Just came out just as we spoke. I wasn't going to mention Federal Reserve or anything else, but this came out as we were walking up. I want to thank the people at Google and Google Communications because, as you know, they substantiated what I said on Friday.
Yeah, so the reason he's saying that is because previously he said that Google is working on, like, him and the Google people are working on this website that's going to take care of everything and it's going to help everybody out.
And in terms of what, like doctors?
Yeah, it was supposed to be online, I want to say tests or a set of questions that you would take and it would guide you to where you needed to go or if you needed to see a doctor or not.
Yeah, it's called teledoc or something like that. Telehealth.
No, but the company is a subsidiary. It's not Google, though. It was a subsidiary. I can't say the word now.
Yeah,
subsidiary of Google called something Vita Life or something, and they have a program where they were gonna do this experiment with the website, and it was gonna be a closed beta, like a small. Gonna be nationwide, like he claimed, and he also said 300 engineers were working on this. No, the company's got 100 employees total. You know, so it's like this fool just lies left and right,
just pulling numbers out of his ass like the fucking 10.
Like the 10, that's what I mean. Yeah. He couldn't say 20, he said 10.
Yeah, there's a part, I'm not going to be able to find it right now, but there was a point that he was just like, he kind of admitted that we're in a really serious situation.
Oh, yeah.
But he says, but at the end of it, we're going to get through this and we're going to have a big celebration.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I mean, it makes sense. You know, people are going to be happy. You know, it's past and everything's, you know, normalizing. But just the way he said it, it was fucking stupid.
He's an idiot. They're going to have a party. Like, it's going to be a coronavirus gone party for everybody. Like New Year's Eve. Countdown. 10, 9. We're going to count down. And then it's fucking idiot, everybody's bro. Fucking
better. Yeah, man.
This guy, never mind. I don't want to say too much.
So, I mean, what do you think? You think people are going to get serious about all this? Because people's thing is like, oh, they're going to say martial law. They're going to put martial law.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, too.
I'm kind of afraid of that.
Because then it's legit real. Like, it's no game. Because even now, like, they have cops going around and, like just reminding people and keeping order in these stores that people are fighting and causing ruckuses.
There's
but I don't think people take it serious because fucking spring break still happening at Florida.
Dude, man, those people are so stupid.
So
man.
No.
No, fuck.
Ohio closed their primary. They shut it down. And Florida, Illinois, and I think maybe one or two other states went through with it. Yeah. They're like, fuck it.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, like, there's just people who are just very, they're, I don't know what it is, man. But I've read, you know, I go through comments on like IG or YouTube and stuff, you know, just for the heck of it, just to see what people are thinking, who's trolling who, and like what their, you know, conversations are like. And you see all these people that are like, it's just like the flu, man. Just take some medicine, just some regular medicine. And it's like, okay, look, man, even if you get, let's say you do get the corona.
And it is like the flu.
And it is like the flu, yeah, but.
You're still contagious.
You're still contagious, and also it's supposed to be like 10 times worse than the flu. So even if you're not dying,
to people who are like sensitive to like got compromised immune systems, yeah. But to most people, it will be like
because you're flu. Asymptomatic. You're like exactly, or the flu. You know, but there's been reports in maybe not that old, maybe like 40s. Let's say 40s, that they've been getting like these crazy fevers and they're just hallucinating and shit.
Yeah, but it was started out with the older 80s and then came down to 60s.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean that, you know, people need to understand shit changes too. You know, these things are able to adapt to their environment, you know, to an extent. Obviously, they can't survive at specific temperatures and stuff, but it can still evolve. And if it makes a jump to a younger body and that younger body just tends to be normal, you're fucked. But again, it's not like maybe you won't die from it, but you're still going to be suffering while you're in that whole process, you know, and there's no lack. There's not going to be an exact medicine that's going to be able to fully take care of, make you feel a little better. You're still going to feel like a fucking piece of shit. But that's not what I want to talk about right now, Dre. You're going to be mad here.
Why am I?
Nah. But what is getting me mad is that we have all this stuff going on. All these like structures kind of like trying to figure out how to provide a bigger, like have a bigger sense of community and help to the people. But we have ICE.
Yeah.
Fucking immigration.
Wearing respirators and latex gloves.
And still arresting people. They were in Bell Gardens, I think, just yesterday. And they made some arrests.
Because people are quarantined. So they're like, oh, we're going to go get them now.
They're going to be in their house. Yeah. It's like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, I get it. You know, you said there's laws, you know, and I know they abide by certain laws. And I know that's what they have to, that's what they're in their job for, you know? But, dude, like, fuck the humanity, dude. Like, is there no humanity or sense of morals in what's going on?
And I think there's laws or there's things that the state could do. Like, if they wanted to be like, yo, in this state of emergency, you can't be doing this. Like, you're causing a health concern, a health problem. Yeah. I think the state could kick ICE out if they keep doing this. Like, I think there's things the state could do if they really want to. Because they're causing a panic, so these people are not going to stay home, and then it's going to spread, and it's going to continue, and then they could be charged. ICE could be,
Yeah, dude, it's some fucking weird times, man. That's why I'm just wondering where this is going to take us. I'm scared, like, low-key, that if I do get it, like, I'm just scared of what's going to happen. I have some, like, weird-ass imagination, like, versions of what's going to happen in my head, but
I'm staying on lockdown. Yeah, I mean, staying 14 days quarantined.
Damn, what time is it here? Yeah, that's the time we have left, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I was supposed to go to Utah for a wedding, and they just canceled that today. So I have extra vacation days now. Yeah. So if I have to stay home, I'm good most of it. Yeah, I mean, I think I have enough to cover it.
I mean, for the most part, I think you know, it just gives everybody a time to kind of just slow down, you know? You stay home. You know, a lot of people don't stay home so often. And sometimes you find out different things to do. Or, you know, you're going to be bored. And usually when you're bored, you know, you have some creative ideas. You have these different things that you kind of want to just try out. You know, for example, I think the best time maybe right now to listen to podcasts is right now that you're in your house or sitting down somewhere where you can't fucking meet people and tune into something, you know?
I told everybody I'm still doing shows.
Yeah,
I'm still I'm Skyping the hosting. We're still. I mean, I'll figure out a way to still do this shit.
Yeah, just to get it done.
If we were the only podcast still going live, imagine people are gonna be like, "What are they live? How are they live doing this in the lockdown?" I'm gonna have you Skyped in. Everybody coordinating. I'm like, yeah, this.
I mean, that's the whole trippy part with schools right now, like high schools and, I mean, or college classes. It's like they're going on Skype or some, I think, like, meeting, like that.
Microsoft Teams.
Microsoft Teams, and they're just fucking webcamming each other, the whole class.
No, for real, it's legit, like, even to the point where, like, if, like, the camera goes down for a second, or if you, the teacher is like, hey, what's going on there? Like, you know, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, like, they know you're there, yeah.
Yeah, you need to be attentive and in the chat.
Damn.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's worse than being in class. Probably, huh?
Hell
you
yeah.
have to be staring at the screen.
I mean, I don't know, but honestly, I would not want to. I would it's rather weird, be in huh? class. Yeah, dude, there's no way I could pay attention to my pad like that.
Oh, fuck, man. Yeah, I mean, it's just a whole trippy thing. And, you know, this whole social distancing, it's weird for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of us are not really used to just kind of isolating ourselves from everybody and trying to really put restrictions onto our regular lifestyles. And yeah, I mean, I hope everything, like I said, it kind of blows through fairly quick. But vaccines, you're supposed not to be here until just at July.
This is the latest.
Eight to maybe, and I think they say worst case scenario is like another like 8 to 9 months. So it just makes me think, okay, 8 to 9 months, I'm sure it would have at least died down. So I think things might start going back a little to normal.
Honestly, if it's that long, the economy won't last.
Yeah, it'll collapse. Ah, fuck.
Honestly, the economy won't last.
Shit. Yeah, man. Fuck.
Dude, you think this is revenge from China for us causing a tariff war? Like, they were like, fine, we're going to release this bomb and ruin your fucking economy.
I mean, I don't think so. But it's really testing.
See, that's what
it's
I think.
Really testing the nation.
I think before that happens, they're going to just make a mandatory 2 weeks shutdown.
Yeah.
Nobody going in, nobody coming out. And whoever's out in public has to have full body suits, respirators, and everything.
Fuck. I think the trippy part is that if I was listening to something today, is if you're in the room, that thing's in the room for at least 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Hard surfaces and everything. It's stays there forever.
And it's like, all right, cool, man. Like, again, earlier, you know, whoever's in here, I'm not saying anybody in here had it or anything, but
I mean, I can't guarantee it's not in here. What the fuck?
True. I'm going to have to stay in this garage forever now.
I can't guarantee shit. I'm riding on a wave.
You know, so like, it's just, you're that easily susceptible to this kind of shit, you know? And I don't know. Too much coronavirus around.
I'm just hoping for the best and trying to live life.
Yeah.
I was never afraid of dying before. I'm not afraid of dying now.
Yeah. Yeah, I think one of the trippiest parts, too, is like this thing called triage. I think it's pronounced triage. So it's like this medical term that doctors use, you know, in moments of survival, like of extreme fucking mortality stuff going on. They have to decide, you know, out of, let's say, 5 people, they have to decide who from there is like priority.
Is viable.
Exactly. Who's going to survive? So if your chances are 50 and mine are 75... like, they're going to say, yo, I'm sorry. Like, we can't give you anything.
Or, for example, if I'm 80 years old and you're 40 and they think that you're going to have a better chance of recovering and making a full recovery, they're going to take care of you over me.
Yeah. They're just going to let you. They'll make you comfortable enough to fucking just let go.
Or maybe even not even that, because they don't have time.
Resources.
In Italy, the doctors were literally making decisions on the fly, like who to help and who not. And the people they couldn't help, they just literally couldn't help them because they didn't have people to attend to them.
Yeah, I heard this radio, it's a podcast called Radio Lab. I heard an episode maybe a few years ago. And they were kind of like interviewing different people when I don't know if it was Hurricane Katrina. It was Hurricane Katrina. There was another one that was really bad. No, Katrina was a bad one with Bush, right?
It was when Bush. That was Bush.
So, you know, for people who don't really remember, there was just like a
Maria.
Maria was like an after or something. Yeah. Huh? So the government action was very slow in Katrina, you know? So there was a lot of people just stuck, a lot of people just suffering in fucking feet of water, you know, just stuck underground or something, or under their houses. So there was these, there was this hospital. They were kind of like giving like this chronological order of what happened in this hospital. And there was a doctor in there who, you know, basically took triage reasons to herself, and she helped like a few people die. And like she injected them, you know, on their own will because they knew they weren't going to make it either. So she used some of the stuff that they were going to give out to people who were going to die, like just injections, you know, like basically euthanizing them.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, like it gets weird, you know, when you're in those positions as a human, when you have to make those decisions, like I would think everything else goes out of your head when you're making those type of ultimate final decisions for somebody, you know?
Yeah.
It's like people get weird. Like,
but bro, I mean, look at the toilet paper. Like, it makes no sense. And people get weird.
That's when I got a little tense, man. I legit, when I went to that Walmart and I told you I saw no paper, my fucking ass clenched, dude. Like, I clenched. And I was like, oh, damn, this is okay. All right, this is getting a little serious. And for a while, I was like a little nervous. But I went to Circle K and I found a fucking 4-pack for like $4.
Yeah.
Took it. You know, I stashed it in the car. So now I'm a little more at ease, you know. You just, I need a small pack. But the whole idea was like, oh shit, like, okay, all right. Yeah, people, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm glad that a lot of supermarkets are setting up like an elderly hour, like,
yeah,
you know, so like I think 7 to 8 or 8 to 9, they're allowing only seniors go in and purchase the stuff that they need, so they have time and the products that they need to fucking choose it before they show up, can't even walk fast enough.
Yeah,
they're just picking at nothing.
Yeah, and they don't have to be around all these people.
Because
they're more susceptible.
And that, for sure. Key. But, fuck, dude. And my gym clothes, like, God, that was probably the most...
That was a pain.
Yeah, it was a pain. Because, I mean, I was going. Just till last Friday, I was still in the gym.
Yeah.
But
that's... Bars and gyms were the reason why they're taking more severe steps, because they weren't closing down. They were staying open. They were still doing stuff. And
yeah, they were just saying that they're going to be wiping down everything from like 12 to 4 in the morning.
No, but see, like just...
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. But nah, I get it now. It's a lot of sweaty fucking people in there, dude. It's a lot of people.
I mean, unless like if you had a homie that had a bar...
Yeah.
Or your homie that had a gym, then you could like go to his pad or go to his, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
If I was a gym, I'd be like, no more than 10 people in at the gym at the time. Yeah. If I'm gonna stay open.
Damn, man.
Because I understand going crazy in your house. For me, if we go on lockdown, I'm just gonna do yard work.
Yeah.
Because I have a shitload of it to do. And. Organizing.
Yeah. I have been taking time to catch up on like video games
because I have not been able to play any video games recently. Xbox, they before would let you play their games on the cloud.
Yeah,
on your phone you could play Xbox games on the cloud.
Oh shit. But
recently they let me finally open my own Xbox One, so now I can play my Xbox One on my phone, and it's pretty dope. There's very little lag.
I'm confused here, right?
Yeah,
you can play the... Okay, this is my like having my mind blown right now.
Yeah.
So you're saying you can play your Xbox One games on your phone?
Yeah, I could play my Xbox One on my phone. Before they had like a list of games. Uh-huh. It started out with only 4 because it's called XCloud. Mm-hmm. They had like 4 games they were letting you play on your phone,
yeah,
on your phone or tablet, any Android device, and you were able to play it on there. And I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. But they but then they opened it up to a bunch of games, and I was like, wow, there's some dope games on here I actually want to play. So I started playing like State of Decay, and they had Madden and some other ones on there. I was like, all right, this is cool. And they updated, they added more and more.
Yeah.
But then recently, because I've been waiting forever, they were like, it was only for certain people, and then they added it for me that you could access your own Xbox One.
Yeah.
So once that happened, I was like, oh, it's on. And I've been playing my games, like Star Wars Battlefront. Mafia 3. I have other games that on my Xbox One I haven't been able to play because I'm not in here fucking around. I mean, so now I'm on my phone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little screen, but it works.
And the controls are on the screen?
No, you use the Xbox One controller.
Dude, yeah. That's fucking cool.
Oh, the Xbox One controller has Bluetooth, which I think most of them do. I thought they all did, but and then you could buy a little clip. I bought it from China. Excuse me, it was like $5.
Damn, I just got a Nintendo Switch like maybe 2 months ago. The Lite.
Everybody's cool. Rocking that. Camel got it. A few people are rocking it hard now.
The Switch Lite.
Yeah, no, well, the Switch in general.
Oh, just a Switch. Yeah, dude, it's a pretty cool console.
What game are you playing?
I'm playing Pokemon, man.
Okay.
I'm playing Pokemon. I'm going to say it Shield? Again. I'm playing Pokemon Shield, man.
Yeah, Shield.
It's a 30-year-old. I'm still playing Pokemon.
Do you pay for the Pokemon Home?
I think it's like $2 or something.
Nah, it's... Or,
I think maybe I just got a promo because I got it the first day or something.
Okay.
But,
Because isn't it you upload all your Pokemon to there? It keeps track of all your across all the games and stuff?
I mean, I've only used it to transfer from my brother's other... He has an account into my old game.
Yeah, so exactly.
He just dropped some Pokemon in there and I got them and stuff.
Yeah.
Got a Charizard and shit.
Yeah, because you could basically keep track of all your Pokemon across all the games and then you could trade and battle and... But it's fucking like $4.99 a month.
People are pissed off. I'm not gonna tap that long, you know, but... Dude, it's a pretty cool game, and I was playing Zelda. You know, it's a good way to kill time, especially with all this stuff going on. You know, you need a little distraction. You know,
and what do you think about Pokemon as virtual reality? Like, if you were in a virtual game,
dude, I would do it. Like you're saying, have a headset on and just like, dude, I would do it.
So there's this some guy, a fan, made a demo of a Pokemon game could be.
Yeah.
And when I played the first version, it was kind of glitchy. It didn't really work that way.
It was a live demo.
Yeah. You could walk around like the town or different towns and stuff and see different Pokemons. And then the battles are kind of glitchy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I heard that they updated it and made it a little bit better, but he's still working on it. But he's trying to do it as quick as he can before Nintendo finds out. So I keep trying to.
Down.
Yeah. Eventually it'll happen. Did you hear about that Pokemon that the fans created?
No.
Yeah, it was a PC or maybe it was a ROM or a PC game, but it was a Pokemon game that the fans created, and Nintendo, and they got pretty damn far. It was a nice game, full game.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, and they finally
like
came in.
Like the GBA version, like the Game Boy style? Or?
Yeah, it was like a GBA version, but maybe like a game, I don't know.
Damn,
the point is, it was nice. Cool, it was real nice. I'm trying to wonder if it was a ROM or if it was a PC game, like executable. But the point is that they step in. I think I might have a copy. If I get it to you, I will. It was a nice game. It was real good. People were loving it. And then it just sucks that Nintendo does it all the time.
Yeah. I mean, like, to be honest, since we're on the Pokemon subject, people are like, what the fuck? Since we're on the Pokemon subject, I play the game Shield, right? Yeah. I mean, again, I'm 30 years old. I've been playing this Pokemon shit since I was 8.
Since Blue and Red.
Since Blue and Red, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those were the first games. So, hey, of course I'm going to be a fan. But it was definitely a little too easy. It's a little too easy, but maybe because I already own all the weaknesses and all this technical shit, you know?
So you think they dumbed it down? Because that's what they do. They've been doing a lot lately with these games.
Kind of did.
To dumb it down for the beginners because they feel like it's so advanced. It's gone so many years that the beginners don't even try.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I enjoyed the game. It was cool. But honestly, there was not a lot of challenge, and the story was kind of lacking. It was really like... I mean, it's a kid's game for fucking crying out loud.
Is there like online capability to it? Like, can you battle people?
Yeah, you can battle people.
I bet you that's what they want you to do is move online and battle people there.
Yeah. I mean, that's how they usually start off. They start teasing you like with online shit, and then it becomes online. And who knows? But, I mean, it was a cool game.
Okay.
For sure. I mean, but if a fan gave me like a more mature version of it, I will throw a sword out the window and I will invest on that guy.
That's crazy. Did you watch the Detective Pikachu movie?
I did.
It was a good movie, man.
It was
I liked that one better than Sonic.
Yeah, you didn't like Sonic?
It was good, but it wasn't great.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I like when Tails came out at the end, when he fucking showed up as a surprise.
Yeah, because I knew there was going to be a part two from like 20 minutes before it ended. Like, I was like, oh, this is going part two for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And I think part two will be better.
That's not a surprise. You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like Jim Carrey's character as Dr. Eggman or Robotnik.
Well, I like what he's going to become in the next one.
Yeah, because he already had a... He loses his mind. His head and shit, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. But, yeah, the Pikachu movie was...
It was good. I liked it. For being Nintendo, Pokemon, they did a great job. Nintendo is going to go with Super Mario Brothers next. I think they're working with Enlightenment or whoever does Despicable Me. They're going to do their CGI Super Mario Brothers movie.
Like the actual, like a character, like the Mario character, just like 3D version?
CGI, yeah. Yeah.
In the real world?
I don't think it's going to be real world.
Hopefully not. Did you ever saw the other one?
No, I know. I like that one. I like that one? Yeah, I fucking like that movie.
Who was the ones, the green head? Goombas? No.
Yeah, the Goombas.
Dude, those guys are so scary looking, dude.
But so what? That's what they did to try to convert it to real life. But this was going to be CGI. It's by the dudes that's like Despicable Me.
Yeah. Remember like that soft, movie? Like, yeah, the animation.
That's that type of style. Also... Oh shit, Google's like, what the fuck?
Damn.
Also, Universal is finally gonna start building their fucking Nintendo World, and it's gonna be happening.
Like a movie universe in it?
Like a theme park area. Kind of like Harry Potter, but.
Nice, okay.
I don't know if it's Super Nintendo World or if it's just Nintendo World, but I know over there in Orlando, it's gonna be big, and Japan is gonna be the main one. It's opening this year during the Olympics. Sick.
I'm hoping everything goes.
Olympics are going forward, man.
Yeah. I mean, for sure, it's just. Because all this is still kind of up in the air, kind of just you don't know the consequences of the long term consequences of what's going on. So
yeah,
it's gonna be a weird time for sure to kind of get readjusted to it. And I think once we have more control of ourselves and really try to put some effort into the fucking community that we're in,
yeah,
and I think hopefully we see everything turn back into more normalcy.
Hopefully, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be weird.
Yeah, you could definitely feel like there's just tension in the air. You know, it's just weird.
We're gonna be coming out of our houses like Fallout. Like, dude, what the fuck? What happened? What's
remember that? You remember how this started?
Yeah,
2020. Somebody ate a fucking bat.
This all started with Kobe dying,
dude. This year has been fucking weird, dude. Oh my god, I still can't get over that. I know everybody talks about it, but yeah, like. The first few days, I think the first 2-3 days, we were on the verge of World War III. Fucking all this, bro. Oh god, dude.
This is what we get to be. This is what we got for being adults.
Yeah, there you go. All right. But it's gonna be interesting. But everybody, stay safe, stay healthy. I hope when you guys listen to this in the fucking 4 months from now, it's all gone, and they're like, you guys overreacted. Let's hope so. Jerry, thanks for having me, man.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you guys next time. See you guys maybe in a few days. Peace.
Rising above the ashes, life's a trek, I'm barely lasting. Wake up, I'm getting bluesy, moody off the hatred. Wasting, chasing success, eats me alive, it's upsetting. Same spot and nothing changing off this lousy paycheck. I'm going nowhere, right? Guess I gotta get some money and some power just to survive. I'm not here to lie, steal, cheat, more or less I'll reach your soul. But I had to check myself about the path I chose. I took my mask off just a week ago. Homies caught me slipping, faking, asking what you make this music for. If I ain't living up to the words that I wrote on this page, then how the hell can anybody look up into my face? Believe in the seeds that I planted, but I'm only one man. I got enough water to last me until I'm sinked in. Pressure builds, killing me softly like Lauryn Hill. More than ill, this is true rap, cause that's how time heals. I've been hard to keep in touch, been moving with myself. Life's a trip, life's a dream, but at times I ask for help. Am I ready for what's ahead of me? I cannot say. But I'ma take it to the stars before I hit the grave. Look, I've been hard to keep in touch, been moving with myself. Life's a trip, life's a dream, but at times I ask for help. Am I ready for what's ahead of me? I cannot say. I'ma take it to the stars, check.
Let's go.
Even if I didn't have homies on me, I'd still be focused. Never slowing, hit the pavement going full speed, no cheap thrills. Throw myself in the fire like circus attractions. In school, I was always absent. Wrote so much, my hands were always aching. Natural, never wanted plastic, so I was shunned out. Couldn't find my placement. But I imagine if I let that shit deteriorate me, watching pieces fall like glass as a mirror's breaking. I've been vacant like motels on the 15, getting through with nothing but a smile and a gram of weed. Work.
Yeah. Yo, Scoop Dizzle, roll the draw, man. Damn. Yo, we want to turn me up, man? Yo. Yeah. Turn my shit all the way up, man.
Yeah, I'm high as ever, trying to keep my mind together. Situations on my mind, heavy, I know better. They say that things happen for a reason.
but I don't know if I truly believe it. Right now I feel alone, no place to call my own. I don't know what the future holds, trying to gain control. I need to clear my head, I'm trying to find some peace. Champagne for the pain, this whole shit got me feeling weak. Damn, I've been so down and out. Down and out. I've been so down and out. Down and out. I've been so down and out. Down and out. Damn. Just searching for a better day. Blowing haze, trying to find an escape.
You know, I don't even think this shit needs nothing, man. We're like 3 blunts in already. 4 blunts, actually. Shit, I've lost count. Yo, Scoop, my cup is dry, though. Pop that second bottle, man.